Okotokians better bring a big appetite to downtown this weekend. Chilifest is returning for its 20th year August 27th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The fan favorite event is a partnership between the town of Okotoks, the Elks Club, the Okotoks Legion, the Okotoks Lions Club, the Kinsmen Club of Okotoks and Okotoks Market Square. Okotoks Community Events Specialist Connie Drake said all funds from the cook-off go directly back into the community and patrons have a chance to support local businesses and vendors set up in the downtown corridor. Events in Okotoks are fun, they're exciting, she said. It's a really great way to get out and meet some of your fellow community members and just see what downtown Okotoks has to offer. Cargill Foods has donated 500 pounds of ground beef for contestants to use in their creations, while Okotoks Sobeys is offering a 15% discount to teams for additional ingredients. Drake said there are really no rules when it comes to the cooking. It doesn't have to look the way you expect it to, it can be something that's a bit different and that might be kind of fun, she said, adding that she's hopeful to see offerings like chili fries and chili dogs. Attendees can purchase a chili passport for $5, which will allow them to taste all the samples before voting for their favorite. Competitors have the chance to nab 3 awards: the People's Choice, the Judge's Choice, and the Best Themed Display. Passports will be available on the day of the event at the Elks Hall. Pre-sales will start on August 24th at the Okotoks Recreation Center, the Okotoks Art Gallery, and at the Elks Hall on August 26th from 4:30 until 8 p.m. Chili competitors will be placed amongst Market Square vendors throughout Elizabeth Street. There will also be entertainment throughout the day on the main stage located in front of the Dit and Dat General Store. Performers include Breton Rose, Madeline Bailey, and Todd Langdon, Country Zumba with Tamara and the Chinook Country Line Dancers. On the day of the event, Elizabeth Street will be closed from Veterans Way to Northridge Drive. For more information about the event, visit the town website.